Because
Yeah, no, I mean, I think
you're not just saying that these miracle counts allow you to be rational in your affirmation or assent to Catholicism. You're saying, no, these should compel you, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think they make it pretty clear. Mm-hmm. You know, I think this partially what's uncomfortable about them is they make it very clear that this isn't an intellectual choice anymore. You know, it's really, this is a heart issue, not a head issue, when you're confronted with this kind of evidence for Catholicism, you know. And so that's why St. Paul says that, like, the reason people are condemned is because they refuse to love the truth and be saved. And, you know, our Lord says, this is the condemnation, that the light came into the world and men preferred darkness to light because their deeds were evil. And I think that's the situation where it's so apparent that God has spoken and that God has affirmed Catholicism and that we should trust him. And so now it's a moral crisis that we have to work through in ourselves, whether we can make peace with that, with whatever reservations or issues that we may have with Catholicism. And this whole idea that's like these like abstract philosophical objections, like problem of evil or like logical problem of the Trinity, those don't compare to like your naturalist worldview cannot withstand like miracle of Kwanda. Like there was a leg, there was no leg, there was a leg again. You can't leg, no leg, leg. You're done. So figure out why you were wrong, because you're sort of abstract reasoning. There are a lot of places it could have gone wrong. It's really hard. Lots of smart people have disagreed with you about that. And you've just seen that your worldview is wrong.